The secret to your deliverance may not be medication. The secret to your deliverance may not be your best friend that is very rich. The secret to your deliverance will be because you let go in your heart. And your enemy will be forced to bless you. They will be forced to spare your life and let you live. Not only that, they will even add to your success beyond what they would have naturally done. Because God has decided to bless you because you follow his instruction. Somebody say, I will let go.
Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo. Encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James, T-A-I-W-O.com.
Father, one more time we present ourselves to you this morning. We pray that you will open our heart. You will enter into our heart. You will speak unto our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord is in the business of healing somebody, delivering somebody. I don't know who the person is, but you know yourself. The Lord is about to deliver you. Amen.
Amen.
Forgiveness. When the disciples walked up to Jesus, they told Jesus, they said, Master, teach us how to pray. They have been observing Jesus going to the mountain. They've been observing him performing miracles. They've observed Jesus doing many unimaginable things, and they wanted to be like Jesus. And they knew that the secret of Jesus' success was prayer. Because when everybody was home praying and was sleeping, Jesus would be on the mountain somewhere praying. So they knew this guy was not an ordinary person, not because he was just an ordinary person. Extraordinary person. They knew that there is power behind what he was doing, and that power came from prayer. So they walked up to Jesus, they said, Master, please teach us how to pray. Let's read the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, for the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread. None of those things was back and forth statement, except the part that says, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Okay? When he said, give us today our daily bread, there is nothing to do from our part. They all came from Jesus. But when it turned to receiving forgiveness, Jesus emphasized that you will receive forgiveness when you forgive someone else. So, all of us, we are sinners. All of us want something from God. We want to go to heaven. Not only that, we want God to bless us on earth. We know that the secret to receiving whatever we want from God is when Jesus show us mercy, when God forgive our sins. Because when as much God see us as a sinner, we will never receive anything from God. So whatever we've been receiving is because of the mercy and grace, because God forgive us our sins. And so now, if you really want things to be happening in your life, you must be taking the steps. The step that we are talking about today, the step of forgiveness. Hallelujah. You don't forgive, it will be hard. Because that means the equation is not balanced. Based on the template that Jesus gave us, forgive us our sin as we forgive those who sin against us. As a few of us sitting down in the church today, if anyone is here, there is nobody that has offended you. Wave your hand. You raise two fingers. You are not even sure. Every one of us, we are close to him. Do we agree with that? Eh? Everybody here has somebody else who has offended him or her. And the Lord said that he is here to heal you. God didn't say he's here to heal that person that has offended you. He said, he's here to heal you. That is, the secret to your own healing is when you forgive them. Hallelujah. Sister Patience, you did something I don't like. I'm not going to forgive you. Tell me how that one affected you. How it affects you. It doesn't affect you. The person that is actually affected is me. The person that is carrying the hurt, the body, is me. It's not you. So, the reason why things have not been happening, we don't have peace of mind. Our mind has not been settled is because we are carrying so much burden, so much unforgiveness. And in as much we entertain this, we may not enter the kingdom of God. And we may not receive the blessings of God. Because God loves you so much that he will not break his own rule. You must forgive that he may forgive you too. Hallelujah. And forgiveness is practical. Somebody say forgiveness is practical. You know, it's not that I've forgiven you, not in my mind. All of us would like to say that. The reason is because that is an easy way of escaping. But the fact is this. When you say you forgive, there has to be some action that come from you. Of course, you cannot be the best friend to everybody. But when it comes to releasing, letting it go from your heart, sometimes you have to take some extra effort. Maybe you don't pick their phone call. This time around, you pick the call. Maybe when they walk the trip, you don't say nothing before. Now you start to say, are you okay? Please be careful. Watch your feet. Try and make something positive out of you because you have forgiven that person. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Amen. Matthew chapter 18, verse 21. I want somebody to open to that place. We won't read yet. But we are first of all going to read 1 Samuel. Open to Matthew chapter 18. Mark that place and let's flip to 1 Samuel chapter 24. 1 Samuel chapter 24. We are going to read together from verse 4 to verse 10. Please let's read because of our time. Shall we go? Then the men of David said to him, this is the day of which the Lord has said, behold, I will deliver your enemies into your hand, that you may do to him as it seems good to you. And David arose and simply cut off a corner of Saul's robe. Now it happened afterward that David had troubled him because he had cut Saul's robe. And he said to his men, the Lord forbid that I should do these things to my servant, the Lord's anointed, to stretch out my hands against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. Verse 7. So David restrained his servant with these words and did not allow them to rise against Saul. And Saul got up from the cave and went on his way. Verse 8. Then David also arose afterward, went out of the cave and called out to Saul and saying, my lord the king. And when Saul looked behind him, David stooped with his face to the earth and bowed down. And David said to Saul, why do you listen to the words of the men who say, indeed David seek your harm? Look, this day your eyes have seen that the Lord deliver you to deliver you today into my hands in the cave, and someone hurt me to kill you, but my eyes spared you. And I said, I will not stretch out my hands against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. Hallelujah. Listen, brothers and sisters of the Lord, you know this story? Saul wanted to kill David, you know, for the reason that David was becoming a star and he felt threatened and wanted to get rid of the guy. To cut the long story short, he will erase the entire army of the nation to run after David. Just a single man and behind. And when David was hiding in the cave, where Saul was looking, he found himself to be the prey instead of him being the predator. Where he was hiding became exposed to David. And David's men said, this is an opportunity. Kill this man once and for all. They even quoted the scripture and said, this is the day the word of the Lord came to fulfillment. That the Lord said, I will deliver your enemy into your hands. He had all the justification. And David said, no, I will not do that. I will not do it for the sake of the Lord. He didn't do it because of Saul. He decided not to kill King Saul, not because of Saul. He decided not to kill King Saul because of the Lord. Because Saul was the Lord's anointed. Saul was because David said, I will not raise my hand against anybody that is called anointed of the Lord. You can remove the word anointed, because today we only think like the servants of God, the pastors are the anointed of the Lord. You, child of God, you are anointed of the Lord. And so if you see your brothers and sisters, you don't forgive that person, you are raising your hands against the Lord's anointed. Yes, the person must have committed an atrocity. The person must have done the worst. But the Lord has not said you will be the judge of your brother. You must. Yes, you might have been abused. They might have done you wrong. The Lord said the way to your deliverance is forgiveness. You are not forgiving for them. You are forgiving for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, let's fast forward. In that place, 1 Samuel chapter 23, 1 Samuel chapter 24, I will read verse 16 and I will read to 22. So it was when David had finished speaking these words to Saul, that Saul said, is this your voice, my son David? And Saul lifted up his voice and wept. Then he said to David, you are more righteous than I. You have rewarded me with good, whereas I have rewarded you with evil. Verse 19. For if a man find his enemy, will he let him get away safely? Therefore, may the Lord reward you with good for what you have done to me this day. 20. And now, I know indeed that you shall surely be king, and the kingdom of Israel shall be established in your hands. Let us stop there. Listen, because David decided to let go and not fight for himself, he became a blessing that his enemy proclaimed blessing upon him. I want you to follow this very well. The secret to your deliverance may not be medication. The secret to your deliverance may not be your best friend that is very rich. The secret to your deliverance will be because you let go in your heart. And your enemy will be forced to bless you. They will be forced to spare your life and let you live. Not only that, they will even add to your success beyond what they would have naturally done. Because God has decided to bless you because you follow his instruction. Somebody say, I will let go.
This message will continue shortly. Let me quickly remind you to subscribe to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Tywell on iTunes and other outlets. Remember to review and rate us very high in the store. Visit jamestywell.com to subscribe for free articles and download books. Continue to enjoy the message.
Who is it that you are holding something against? What is it that you are talking about and you keep talking about, but that has destroyed you, that has destroyed your morale, that has destroyed your joy? They've looked up on you, they've stepped on you, they've trashed you, they've lied against you, they've stabbed you. I challenge you today, sons and daughters of God, let it go. You listen to me? What did I say? Let it go. Somebody is not talking because I'm saying something you don't want to hear today. Say, let it go. Vengeance is of the Lord. Let it go as a woman being. Amen. I want us to go to the last passage that I ask you to open. Okay? Matthew chapter 18. We're going to read from verse 21. Let's read. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but to 70 times. 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle account to his own servant. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment would be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, releasing him and forgave him the debt. What did the master do? This man said, be patient with me, I will pay you later. But what did the master do? The master forgave. He didn't even say, pay me back later. He said, I forgive you. See what this man did. Let's read verse 28. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. Okay, how much did the man owe his master? No. the man, how much did you owe your master?
10,000.
Hey, answer very well now.
10,000.
When he saw somebody who owed him personally, how much did the man owe him? 100. And I'm sure that the denarii is different from talent. That is, it might be 5 cents against $1,000. You know, they are not the same. Okay, let's see. Verse 28 again. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat. He grabbed his throat, saying, pay me what you owe me. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, have patience with me and I will pay you all. He used the same statement. Guess what happened? Verse 30. And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. See? Verse 31. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that he had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, you wicked servant, I forgive you all the debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on a fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all he was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brothers his trespasses. Did you hear what I say? Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, somebody has forgiven, somebody has offended you. But I tell you, I remind you again that you too, you have offended someone. All of us are offenders. All of us are sinners. There is no one without sin. There is no one who can say, I have not offended anybody. You have offended. Sometimes you don't even know you have offended somebody. If you don't agree with me, ask the people that are married. Married people among us. My dear, how many times have I offended you? If not because of forgiveness, I won't be a husband anymore, right? Because 70 times 7. Hallelujah. All of us offend. And so, children of the Lord said he wants to deliver you. And the Lord said you must forgive, you must let go. We like to say forgive and forget. We know it's not possible that somebody is like a duster and shock board. Somebody goes back to the place and wipe it off and you forget forever. No, you still remember, but the pain is no more dear. Because you are not paying attention to what the person has done, you remind yourself, I'm also not perfect as he or she is also not perfect. Let it go. I don't know what they have done to you. The Lord said, let it go. Once you let it go, you will see what will happen to you in the next 10 days, the next 2 weeks, in the next 1 month. You will see how people will start to remember you. People that have abandoned you, they will start to remember you. Not anybody, but people that matters to your destiny. They will start to call you. They will open your file. They will refresh your resume. They will call you back for the interview. You will see the new doors open. You will see the new child coming in. You will see the abandoned home being restored. Amen? I want to ask you a question. Will you let go? Will you let go? Okay. And the Lord will help us all in Jesus' name. I want us to go out of being saying it. Let us go practical. Let us go practical. Because there are a lot of things that are supposed to be happening in our lives right now. They are not happening. And it's not because we are not holy. It's not because we are not prayerful. It's because we are not forgiving. Should I say it again? Okay. It's not because we are not holy. It's not because we are not prayerful. But because we are not forgiving, things are not happening in our lives. Should I say it for the last time? There are many things, miracles, signs, and wonders that are supposed to be happening in our lives right now. There are a lot of promotion that we're supposed to have experienced that we have not seen. Because, not because we are not holy, but because we are not forgiving. Will you let go? Will you let go? Say, I forgive you. Say, I forgive you. Okay, I want you to pray for yourself. God, just give me grace. It hurts when it comes from a loved one. Somebody you have trusted and betrayed you. Somebody you have confided in, you told them your secret, now they're now using it against you. It hurts. praying, God, give me grace to let go, to release. Give me the grace. I won't seek for vengeance. Let vengeance come from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give me your grace, Lord. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for grace to be released and let go. I will pray for our healing. Our hearts, let it be over. Give us peace, calmness, and joy. Give us restoration. We ask and we invite you to take over every aspect of our life. We receive in grace. We receive by grace. We ask in grace. From Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Hope you enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York, 11691. Learn more about us at woem.org.